Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Watching one of the channels had MTV2 had a nonstop Key and Peele's yesterday. Ah. And that was such a great show. And so I'm watching a couple episodes, and there's right at the end of that, they're always in a car together just talking. The show ends with them just two in a car talking, I don't know if it's scripted or not. I'm sure there's an outline to it. They're pretty funny. But the one guy was talking about working as a barista. I just had my second cup of coffee here this morning. And he goes, you'd think it'd be fun because when you're young, you work at a barista. He goes, but people come in there and haven't had their morning coffee yet. He goes, because everybody's a prick.
Yeah.
And he's right. Because you're not, when you walk in there, you want a coffee. And if you're working in the morning as a barista, I'm sure they can check in. You walk in, people walking in are going, and they're not friendly because they haven't had their damn coffee yet.
Because they think they have a damn excuse.
That's true.
Everybody expects me to be nice before or after I get coffee, but no one does beforehand.
Well, we're definitely.
So I don't have to be. Yes, you do. You're still an ass.
We're not nice before our coffee.
I don't see you before then.
And we're not. Well, we're kind of quiet.
I do see you after then, and my God, I'd hate to see you before then.
You don't want to be here earlier than that, no. We're all kind of, and then we kind of go, and somebody mentions the first word, and that's about it.
I don't think I'm bitchy before my coffee. I'm just a little more quiet.
Yeah.
That's
so
fine.
So do people magically turn into happy folks?
No.
They've had a sip of coffee?
No, they're bearable.
Craig's right. It's a total cop-out.
It is.
It's an excuse to be a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't had my coffee yet.
Oh, as a barista, yeah, I'm sure it is, but I'm, you know.
Now, you can be a nice person without coffee in your system. You just choose not to be.
But coffee helps. Not the nice part. It just wakes you up, makes you feel somewhat normal.
But if you keep telling yourself
at our hours
that I'm just a big jerk before my coffee, eventually that mindset just gets ingrained
in
you.
I make coffee
at
home.
So you are a jerk. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I make coffee at home before I leave. And if I was I don't talk to anybody when I'm walking around because nobody's awake. Because I don't think I'd be that friendly at 4 in the morning.
But like on the weekends, there's days I go with.
Oh, but I drink coffee. I'll drink one cup on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't drink much on the weekends.
See, I drink more on the weekends.
Yeah, you mentioned you drink more.
I drink like a whole pot on the weekends, and here I just have one cup every morning.
And if you have a chance to run into me on the weekend, you'll know I'm the nicest guy in the world, coffee or not.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it.
Yeah, that's what I found.
That's a lie. Craig's lying, not you.
All right, let's get into this guy's train counseling.
Okay.
Because I'm sure a lot of people are going through this. He's talking about his.
Read the whole thing.
Mother-in-law.
That's his mom.
Right. Some trained counseling. My mother, an ultra conservative evangelical, and my brother are both Trump supporters. My mother still supports him. Constant Fox News viewer, 86, assisted living. Not long for this world. I know she's a lost cause. My brother, however, might still be able to see the light. We rarely discuss politics because of my liberal, sinful ways, but can occasionally get into some thoughtful discussions. The pandemic and resulting quarantine has pushed him to the edge. He's posting the conspiracies from the pandemic to Bill Gates' mind population control. I'm at a loss at how to approach him short of calling him an asshat. I don't want to block or mute him on social media, but the crap he's spewing is unreal. Give me something. I'm praying to you, Reverend Evans. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Love the show.
Craig, take the lead here.
Pro-choice down.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. Just don't talk to him for a while because I've noticed, I guess I don't really have anybody close to me that's lost. I have some cousins, but, they're cousins that I don't see, and we were close at one point when we were younger, so I really don't talk to them, and I do mute them on social media, but I don't have anybody close to me that's overboard.
I've got some family that are, close to fitting that category.
But I also don't see my immediate family back east, but I know what you're talking about, but I also notice this, before it's always yelling at the left or yelling at the Trumpers. I don't like to call them the right. I like to call them Trumpers. because there are a lot of people on the right that knows he's unfit. I know a few of those. But I've noticed, I got a good friend of mine, and a brother and a sister, and they have another brother, and that guy went off the deep end a couple years back, and he was the one who was more aggressive towards them. So it can be both ways. He was saying, you know, calling them libtards and just hammering them big.
It certainly
and
works both ways.
I'm sure it's worse now because, you know, he's probably out running around with no mask on.
But if this is
just in Pennsylvania.
Right, a Facebook situation, you can go to the unfollow. You can unfollow somebody, and that doesn't mean you're muting them or unfriending them. You're just not seeing their news feed.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's what I've done to
any number of people. That guy has to let us know, is he stuck in a physical situation with his brother? Like, does he see him in person a lot?
Yeah.
Because dealing with that would just drive you crazy, because there are days you don't need to talk politics with somebody. It was just you two sitting around.
No, but you just...
But I've heard that, yeah.
You just get on edge knowing that it might come up.
Oh, I know.
When you're around him.
I know. And I realize you can't avoid everybody, but you can also choose to hang out with people that, you know, you like to. But it's a brother. I get it. Yeah.
At Psychology Today, they had an article written by Dr. Joe Pierre. He was a gentleman who appears as an expert in a documentary about flat earthers. He is not on the flat earth side.
Good.
No, he's just a psychologist. Delving into why people buy any of these conspiracy theories.
There's that, but the question, actually, he actually answers the question that was just asked about how to deal with these people that feel a different way.
And berating them doesn't work.
And berating them helps you momentarily.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah.
It helps you.
In the long run.
Not in the long run, it doesn't help you, and it certainly hurts your cause.
Well, if you're not friends with them at all,
it still hurts your cause.
I just get rid of them.
It still hurts your cause.
Yeah, calling people names, they're not going to say, "Oh, you're
good point.
Right. I've seen the error of my ways, and I'll change now." That doesn't work.
Doesn't make
you feel
better.
Guy,
I'm not trying to convince anybody.
Why not?
Because I don't even know these people. I'm talking about my family or friends are different. I don't really hang out. I'm lucky that way. But if people I don't know on Facebook, I don't really know what. I don't care what they think.
Dr. Joe says listening is usually the best place to start. He said the greatest potential is with people who are trying to resolve the disparities, actually trying to resolve the disparities between mainstream scientific knowledge and then what they're seeing on the social media.
Okay, but they don't express that.
One side is right, though, Greg.
Right.
I mean, so you can't...
No one's saying that.
I know, I'm just saying, but you can't let people, well, that's just my
opinion. You have to listen.
I know, but they'll say it's my opinion that this stuff is, this fake stuff is real, and that harms everybody. This
is hell. Those aren't people who are trying to resolve the disparities, then, is it?
No, they're not. Well, definitely.
Then let's address this.
And it doesn't necessarily mean, pandemic stuff. This goes all the way back to...
Yeah, but he's talking about pandemic right
now. Well, no, it's conspiracy theories.
All kinds of conspiracy theories. Okay. Anti-vaxxers, flat earthers, all of them.
The condensation trail people.
Listening is the best place to start. The greatest potential to find people who will change is with people who are trying to actually resolve the disparities between what they know, between mainstream scientific knowledge, and what they are seeing, what is just being pounded into their pea brains on social media. Well, all of our pea brains.
You were directing it towards certain pea brains.
That it's really difficult to reason with some of those people.
Some? Well, yeah.
Most,
of course.
They get this
answer. When beliefs are tied to identity, they can be highly resistant to change.
That's it. When they wrap themselves around it, there's no reasoning with them.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So we can get into this article a little bit at Psychology Today, written by Dr. Joe Pierre. Dr. Joe, the gentleman who is an expert on conspiracy theories and why people are drawn to conspiracy theories.
Here's my problem. Not the guy's article. He's smart. He obviously knows what he's talking about. I was looking at somebody's Facebook page this morning we're familiar with, and they said, please stop believing this plandemic dumbass chick. She's been fake, and we all know it's crap. The second person on there, obviously one of these people's friends, said, well, why can't we just make our own decisions? So I said, okay, I'm out.
Well, you can.
But their decisions will harm people if they say this chick's real.
Well, here's why. Here's the answer to that question.
Right.
You have to use facts.
Yep.
Yeah, actually make up your own mind in a reasonable fashion.
But they're not.
And if you are not using facts, when you run into trouble.
Right.
And that's the problem with this, what's it called?
Plandemic
thing?
Plandemic, yeah.
That's
no
the problem with that. It's not using facts. Yeah. You can make up your own mind, but if you are using facts,
but they don't.
That's
think,
fine.
But they don't think they're. They don't think the video's coming with fake facts. That's the problem.
I understand that.
And I realize you're not in social media, so you don't see this stuff. And you.
Well,
brain,
I was aware of this.
I know you're aware of that.
You're not aware
of the comments that you see. You just want to go.
They think
okay,
that
I'm
video
out.
Is in fact full of facts.
Yeah.
And if you hit them
okay,
with other facts, the argument now, Craig, is they can just counter with, well, I don't believe it.
Right.
Okay,
so there's
but
no
the
discussing.
Answer to that question that was asked of Mike, of Tyler,
right.
was why can't we just
no,
make up
my
our
Facebook
own
page.
Mind,
it my Facebook
is
yeah.
you have to use facts
yeah.
to make up your own
I
mind.
I would have been so nice. I don't retweet that stuff. I don't put that on my
yeah,
Facebook
but they
page.
Think the plandemic video is facts. To them,
okay, but you have to convince them that it's not.
Okay. I've tried.
Have you?
Well, yeah,
well.
But there was a situation where Chrissy's friend of a friend sent her that plandemic video.
Yeah.
So she was on the phone with Christy talking about it. And just, you know, she's a smart lady. So I said, put her on.
Mm-hmm.
Put her on for
Whoa.
A second. And I explained to this woman that
braver
you know,
than me.
This woman was put away for falsifying research. Yeah, there's a lot of ulterior motives that go with this woman. I said, watch it again and find out if that stuff doesn't come to the surface. And she did, and she called us back and said, yeah, I guess you're right.
Whoa, that's rare, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's presenting someone with facts.
That's the exception.
That's a totally exception.
But she had an open mind
about it. Like 1 out of 100, you know?
Yeah, I generally just don't even have the energy to even start in because
no.
you can have all the facts and most times just be met with, no.
Right. You
and
both,
I'm just
I know
like, all
like
right,
that.
Fine, forget
you both
it.
Have to have an open mind when it comes to that. And now I'm seeing less and less of that these days. People seek out the answers that they want and they cling to them.
People do dig in their heels.
Yeah.
Digging your heels in on taxes and other crap is different. Digging your heels in on people dying.
Yeah, on things that
people are dying.
Yeah, this
it's
is
killing other people.
Potentially dangerous. I wouldn't even say potentially.
It is.
This
dangerous.
Is dangerous.
No, it's 100% dangerous.
Yeah, they're killing people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Policy is one thing. This is lies.
This is lies, and people are dying. Craig, pick us up, make us feel good. Who got hits in the Deadpool?
Arthur War on this.
That is happening.
Oh, yeah, there's hell on
oh,
okay.
Yeah, I know, but it's all going to get back to politics, right?
No. Yeah. No, it's just how to try to talk to these people.
That's, well, we've talked to we
oh,
have
why?
Talked about the information that
but,
we have right. is to try
you know
to talk
this,
to
but
these
you know
people.
This person as a friend, so that's why you yeah. pick up the phone with this woman. I don't I mean, most people we count on social media, we don't know them personally. So
but
we're not
going to give you a little insight on why people think what they think.
Researchers found that people who believe in conspiracy theories tend to have a greater need for closure. The desire to find an explanation when explanations are lacking. And they also have a greater need to be unique. They're more likely to over-attribute things to hidden forces, purposes, and motives. Now, over half of the U.S. population believes in at least one political or medical conspiracy theory. So, belief in conspiracy theories is a little bit more normal than a lot of us may think.
Well, that would include, like, if you think somebody else was shot Kennedy. That's still out there.
That is, yeah. Well, yeah, any number of conspiracy theories are out there.
Yeah, they've been around forever.
And about half of us believe at least one.
Area 51, what have you.
Now, this speaks to a lot of the issues. One result of social media is that expertise is devalued.
Right. The death of expertise. And actually, I heard that coming in this morning, and one guy said it's through the administration now, it's the murder of expertise.
Yes.
And that's so true.
They say it's harder to distinguish between reliable information and misinformation when you're trying to find answers from social media.
The murder of expertise.
Yeah. And I contend that's where a lot of people get their news these days.
Yes. And the nature of search algorithms is such that once you click on something even related to a conspiracy theory, you're more likely to see something else related to a conspiracy theory.
You're just going to get more fuel for your perhaps false argument.
That's why you just search naked nurses, Craig. It's still Nurse Week, right?
It is. We still have a couple more days of that.
Good.
We're all susceptible to the tendency to reinforce pre-existing beliefs when we look for information.
I wish we had a list of conspiracies, let you know what I think.
Confirmation bias. And we are now living in an era of confirmation bias on steroids.
Yeah, I'm just looking that up. Like if there was a list of the most widely believed
ones, see if I fall on any of those.
And I've got a list here. This says government conspiracy theories, 9/11.
I don't believe that.
Area 51.
I don't know what's there, but I don't necessarily think there's animals walking around it from outer space either.
Yeah, so. You never know. MLK's assassination was a government plot. I don't think I'd ever heard that one.
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Chemtrails.
Okay, let me tell you the chemtrails. Let me tell you what the deal with the condensation trails is.
I don't believe it.
It has everything to do with the humidity whatever level the plane is flying.
This one's one of the more freaky ones.
Yeah.
They think we're being, gassed?
Yeah. Of some sort,
That one, I heard that years ago. I said, you guys are dumb.
But sometimes the air at 30,000 feet is more humid than the air above it and the air below it.
That's science, Craig.
That's what
I don't believe it.
Condensation trails. It's simply the matter of humidity in the atmosphere.
And be careful of this. Conspiracy beliefs are often rooted in a lack of trust in institutions. So when someone tells you that you should not trust, say, I don't know, the FBI, the CIA, any of our intelligence services, look out for that person.
The media, the government, nobody trusts any of those anymore.
Right. Conspiracy beliefs often rooted in
Trump's
a lack of institutions.
They don't. They trust Trump.
Yeah, but there's
that's
other
the
people.
Government to them.
There's other people in the government.
Oh,
so
that's right. The FBI.
Yeah.
The deep state.
The deep state. People
they
working
don't
their ass
trust
off.
The government in general.
Give me a couple more, puss.
Right, and they've been taught not to trust the media, but apparently they can trust Susie from Facebook.
Yeah, most of these are pretty, you've heard it. Vaccines do more harm than good.
No, they don't.
This one, I don't think I'd heard. CIA created AIDS to wipe out gays and blacks.
That was around, you were too young.
I don't remember that one.
Ask your mom, she'd remember that.
Moon landing was fake.
Yeah, that's still
heard that one.
Yeah.
FDR knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen.
I don't know. We've heard that one.
I just heard about that one yesterday. I don't know the story behind that.
FEMA concentration camps will imprison anti-government activists.
Yeah, we knew that one.
Okay, you read more than I do, Craig.
No. We actually talked about that. They were they had closed 3 Walmarts down in Texas.
During
the Obama administration.
That didn't happen, right?
You don't know.
My favorite one. How about we should ask the guy that carries a bazooka to a Subway what he thinks, all right?
Well, he probably believes in this last one.
He believes in all of them.
The number one is the New World Order bent on global domination.
That's right.
A bazooka to a Subway.
Of all of those, maybe.
A bazooka.
Of all of those, maybe I'll give you Area 51. If I had to buy into one... It's probably Area 51.
The only reason I don't buy into that is because somebody that was worked there would have told somebody.
I'm not saying I do believe in it, but if I had to, if you made me pick one.
Gun to head. How about bazooka to head?
Area 51.
I got one in the car. All right, come on back.